We're going to talk about pornography, yes, next. Have you been watching the Channel 4 series Mums Make Porn? Here's a flavour of the show.
If the younger generation is turning to online porn for sex education, what would their parents rather was out there?
Anything that's kind of a bit healthy and loving and... sex. I mean, there's nothing wrong with sex. It's not going to take us much to create erotic, sexy film because what's out there now is just vile.
These mums, who have never met before, have come together to make their own porn film.
Is that Gary Lineker?
That's Gary Lineker.
That will challenge everything they think is wrong with the mainstream industry.
Right, well, the three-part series ended this week. The explicit porn film made by the mothers called Foreplay, F-O-U-R Play, has now been posted online by Channel 4. It's free to view, but viewers have to prove they're over 18 with a credit card, driving licence or mobile phone. Is this what Channel 4 should be doing? It describes itself as a publicly owned and commercially funded UK public service broadcaster. The commentators Emma Wolfe and Malachy O'Doherty with us. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning, Malachy.
Morning, Stephen. Morning, morning, Emma.
Emma, what do you think?
I'm really shocked by this. I think Channel 4 are, as you say, a public service broadcaster. They have a public remit and they are publicly owned. And I don't think they should be doing this. I think we've got a real problem with this. The average first age of exposure to porn is 11 years old. We've got 90% of 8 to 16-year-olds have viewed pornography. Many of them haven't even been looking for it. They have been on the internet researching something for their homework. We know that porn has a really disturbing effect on young children, that it can have a dangerous effect on teenagers, and that it really affects their relationships with each other, with themselves and with each other. We know that the increase in mental illness is, you know, alarming, and in terms of how people feel about themselves, about their bodies. And the fact is, porn is now the most powerful form of sex education around there. So we need a discussion, obviously, about education and how we have those conversations with children. But for Channel 4 to be producing this kind of nonsense, and Stephen, they can say what they want about making a loving, erotic film. I don't think they should be making this, and I don't think it should be out there. And I don't care. You're going to tell me about age verification and all of that, and it's absolute nonsense.
Malachy?
Well, I didn't watch this until one of your producers asked me to watch it, and then the point I want to make is that my reaction when I saw it build was pretty much the same as Emma's, and then when I did watch it, it was a very different reaction. I thought this did take the conversation on further about pornography. I thought one of the things that was quite interesting in the series was that it was the children who were having some difficulty with what the mothers were doing. The point being, the mothers were making this film in order, you know, to show their children.
I'd have a problem with my mum doing it.
Well, yeah, you probably would. But, you know, the point I want to get to is essentially this: what happened at the end was that we saw that the professional porn makers were the people who understood the business. And that the women coming into it and saying, you know, we think you should be doing it this way, we think you should be doing it that way. They failed in their endeavor. I mean, essentially, they entered into a porn industry. They used porn producers to make a film for them. And what they got was what porn producers do. But in addition to that, what you saw was that their failure to understand the medium, their failure to understand how to make a film, meeting producers without even having a storyline organized, and not understanding the practical difficulties of leaving naked actors standing aside waiting for instructions, that all of that was so unprofessional. So I think what you were getting was, certainly you raised the idea that, yes, there might be another way of doing porn, and that would amplify the consent principle and so on. But actually what you get if you employ professional porn makers to do it is you get standard professional porn, but you also discover that those are the people who know their business. One of them said, you want to do something original? I don't think that's even possible, because they know what's already been done. They know that everything's been done. For goodness sake, there are websites that just show photographs of women's feet and shoes, because that's what some people get off on. Everything has been done. And actually, you know, in the sense that these women failed, at least it was an experiment that at least takes the debate on a wee bit further, I think.
Yeah, I'm just really concerned about the gateway effect. I've written about this quite a lot, and I've spoken to young boys and, you know, male teenagers who have watched or seen something in the playground or on the school bus, And it sort of led them on, and we know about the gateway effect with drugs, and it does. And, you know, Channel 4 have stressed the age verification, and I'm not going to try and load this up on my computer, I'm afraid, but credit to Maliki for watching it.
One of the boys in the film actually says, I don't think my mum gets porn. She doesn't. She thinks it's about what's real. You know, this
he knows
was
so much more boy. About it. He knows but so much more about it than she does.
But he knows that it's fantasy. He knows that it's fantasy.
So yeah, but Maliki, I've spoken to boys who don't even realise that women have body hair, that they are shocked the first time they see a woman not in a pornographic context. So what is that doing to teenage boys and teenage girls? You know, really, this whole... And in terms of the violence and the sort of lack of consent in porn films, if we accept that it's a really powerful form of basically school grounds, playground education, what is that doing to our young people in terms of their relationships, what they're expecting, consent, how they approach each other's bodies?
When I was 16, I didn't know what a naked female adult body looked like.
Exactly. Maliki, that's my point. When you were 16, probably, or 17 or whatever, the first time that you maybe saw a woman's body was exciting and it was a real body, whereas these boys from the age of 8 have been seeing pornified bodies, what I call, you know, which is, i.e., hairless, airbrushed, often... cosmetically enhanced. Therefore, they have a very, very skewed idea. And the same with teenage girls or even younger girls. They have a very skewed idea of what is normal. What are the expectations? You know, cosmetic surgery being normal. All over body waxing being normal.
You could argue, of course, Emma, if you follow your logic, that there should be, if that is the case, that there should be more porn shot in a realistic way to educate those young people of what a normal body looks like. You could argue at least.
Yeah, I think there should be, if you insist on having porn, I think there should be no porn, but I think that there should be better sex education.
There should be no porn.
And better, yeah.
For adults?
Yes. I mean, it's as Maliki's already touched on it, it's a deeply exploitative industry. If you even scratch below the surface of the porn industry, it's massively exploitative.
Well, maybe the foundational problem here, Emma, is that we live in a prudish society. I mean, when we talk about young people having an unrealistic image of what the naked adult body looks like, as I had in my own teenage years, that is because we haven't seen it in the real world. That is because we live in a society and a culture where nudity is itself something to be avoided, always covered up. You know, there are European countries, for instance.
The best thing for my mental health ever has been when I swim and I go to the changing room and I change with other women and everybody's normal. Everybody is saggy or overweight or underweight or whatever. They're just being around normal people's bodies is an incredibly powerful and affirming and important part of being human. And that's diametrically opposed to what the porn industry does, which is give people these horrible expectations. And also the way they portray sex, the way they portray relationships is abusive and exploitative and often violent.
Then we should also maybe see more nudity on ordinary television. You know, maybe on Coronation Street, we should see people naked in the shower or whatever, you know.
In Coronation Street? Deirdre Barlow naked? Oh, Deirdre's dead in real life, isn't she? Oh, dear. Well, we wouldn't... Sorry about that. We wouldn't be saying, dear, I don't watch Coronation Street. I didn't know she had died. Who's a current character in Coronation Street? I mean, come on. Well, dear, we must watch Coronation Street.
You'll ask Betty.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure we'll find out. Thank you, Maliki. Thank you, Emma.